The report is entitled For All of Us It Matters, Stay in School. It is the culmination of months of discussions among 9 subcommittees of the task force. The plan targets 5 factors that lead to dropout: academic performance, attendance, family support, lack of self-esteem, and transportation.
It truly is a comprehensive and community-based plan.
Gary Peacock is co-chair of the task force and chairman of the Chamber of Commerce for Decatur and Macon County.
There are reports and here executive summaries, if you will, from the various subcommittees that cross the full spectrum of our community, ranging from the business community to the NAACP youth, education, the faith community, and so on. It's a blueprint, if you will, of what we plan to do in the future to reduce the dropout rate. And we are very much mindful of the fact that this is going to be a marathon and not a sprint.
In 2001, almost 40% of students dropped out of Decatur schools. That's a 16% increase since 1992. The plan calls for educators to identify students who are potentially at risk for dropping out as early as kindergarten, recruit an army of tutors and mentors to help at-risk youth, and develop new curriculum that leads to job apprenticeship in the Decatur community. Superintendent Elmer McPherson says the plan is not perfect, but it's the first time Decatur has seriously attempted to address dropout issues. He adds media attention focusing on the problem has resulted in about a 1% reduction in the dropout rate in the past year.
I want to share with you that is just a beginning. It's just a start. Our rates are not to be accepted. They will not be accepted. And for those of you that know me, we have a plan, we have commitment, and I'm not just going to sit back and watch that commitment sit there. I will chase you down, I'll find you at lunch, I'll knock on your door. We are going to take action.
One action the task force has already taken is Project Diploma, a pilot program targeting 7th and 8th grade African American males at risk of dropping out of school. Officials had hoped of hiring 3 dropout prevention specialists, but they could only hire 2 because of lack of funding. 36 students at Decatur's 3 middle schools are in the program. Officials say they'll evaluate its effectiveness at the end of the school year, then decide whether to expand or cut the program. Raphael Graham is one of the dropout prevention specialists. A former truant officer, Graham says in his words, there's a different breed of kids these days.
It seems like kids want that instant, upfront gratification type. I want things now. They don't want to wait for many things. So I think we have to get the kids there. We need to try to work with the parent, the kid, and really let the parent become more proactive and get involved in the educational process, because I think there's a stigma out there where parents, I think, sometimes think from what they tell me is just like them against us.
Up next, developing and implementing working plans. Some of the proposed activities include a study to see if current classroom procedures lead to higher dropouts, signing up more volunteers to serve as mentors, and designing surveys to identify students who have an interest in technology skills. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.